It's a Heidel Minicast. And now, Scott Clark.
Today's minicast comes from Cornelis P. Venema, The Promise of the Future, published by the Banner of Truth Trust in 2000. This episode is part of a series against postmillennialism, which you can find at heidelblog.net/postmillennialism, or check the resources on the Heidel blog for this episode. If the Heidelcast helps you, won't you help us keep going? Thousands of people from across the globe visit the Heidel blog every day or listen to the Heidelcast daily, or both. You're one of those, and we need your help to meet our expenses for our small part-time staff, our writers, our mailbox, our equipment, and our technical costs. Won't you consider helping us today? Remember, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Our passage today begins on page 354, and this will finish the section from Professor Venema's book. The point of these passages is not that every believer and church in this present age will suffer in the same way or to the same extent. Nor do they deny that at many times and in various places, the cause of Christ's gospel and kingdom will enjoy the most wonderful success and blessing, no doubt, as believers have already witnessed. Nations will be discipled, kingdoms opposed to Christ will topple, and kingdom standards will transform the life of people and nations. The passages cited do not contradict any of these things. They certainly do not teach, for example, that believers who enjoy prosperity and peace must somehow be guilty of unbiblical compromise or accommodation. But they do teach that in this present age, the believer and the church must always expect and anticipate some fellowship in the sufferings of Christ. Preaching of the gospel and the advance of the kingdom always call forth a counter-gospel, a reaction of unbelief and opposition. And so believers learn obedience through their suffering, just as Christ their Lord and Master did, Hebrews 5:8. They understand firsthand the meaning of Hebrews 13:12 through 14. Let us go outside the camp, bearing his reproach, for here we do not have a lasting city, but we are seeking the city which is to come. Compare Hebrews 12:3. Golden Age postmillennialism mutes this biblical teaching about the fellowship in suffering between Christ and his disciples. No matter how it is qualified or described, the millennium of postmillennialist expectation excludes these dimensions of what it means to be a follower of Christ in the present age. Consequently, postmillennialism betrays a triumphalist theology of glory that prematurely anticipates in history what will be the circumstance of God's people only in the day of their vindication. Only Christ's coming again will bring an end to the trouble that marks out the Christian's pilgrimage in this life, as he or she anticipates the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. No more than Abraham or the saints of the past or the believer today able to find rest in this life. Stay tuned to the Heidelcast. There's more to come.
Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for more from the Heidelcast, brought to you by HeidelbergReformationAssociation.org. Don't forget, when the coin in the coffer clinks, the cost of bandwidth shrinks. Copyright Heidelberg Reformation Association. All rights reserved. This is a Heidel Media production.